91X News.
It's plus 10 and cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Cody Starr. Carleton University is urging caution among staff and students after discovering potential hacking tools on a handful of classroom computers. The university says it discovered USB keylogging devices on 6 classroom computers across 3 university buildings. Staff discovered the devices last week during what it called routine classroom inspection, but did not indicate how long they had been in place. Keystroke loggers capture information typed into a computer and can record usernames and passwords people use to log into various websites and programs. The university says it will inspect classroom computers every morning and throughout the day, adding it's taking additional steps to strengthen classroom security. Carleton says it's not aware of anyone having their personal information breached because of the devices, but urges people to change passwords all the same. An appeal for one of 2 cases of police misconduct arising out of the turbulent G20 summit almost 7 years ago has been delayed after complainant opted to represent himself rather than a lawyer do so. It was not immediately clear when the hearing involving an officer that will go before the Ontario Civilian Police Commission might now take place. The appeal, which has been slated for Wednesday, was launched by Adam Nobody. Nobody asserts that the officer should be fired for beating him during the summit in June 2010. Instead, a disciplinary tribunal docked the officer 5 days in pay in November 2015 for discreditable conduct arising out of his criminal assault conviction. A Toronto city councillor is calling for certain funding to be cut for the city's Pride Parade after the event banned police floats from future festivities. Council member John Campbell says about half a dozen councillors so far agree that Pride Toronto's annual grant request, expected in April, should be voted down until the festival returns to its core principles and equity and inclusivity. In an unexpected move, at its annual general meeting in January, Pride Toronto adopted a list of demands issued by the Toronto chapter of Black Lives Matter, including banning police floats from the parade. The decision was panned by some as a significant setback for the LGBTQ relations between police and LGBTQ. In February, Toronto's police chief announced that his force would not be participating in the annual event this year. Campbell says his objective is to get Pride organizers and police talking again. Progressive Conservative MPP Jack McLaren is apologizing for comments he made about the sexual abuse of patients. The Ottawa area MPP had called a zero-tolerance approach to sexual abuse dangerous and during a debate on Monday. But now he says he made a mistake and didn't mean to say that. The Liberals were quick to point out that McLaren has a history of regrettable remarks. He went to sensitivity training last year after making jokes about a female MP. PC leader Patrick Brown says he's disappointed in McLaren and warned such an incident can't happen again. An education expert says it is bizarre how often Nova Scotia schools are closed because of weather, and the number of days lost this year amounts to a crisis. Paul Bennett, director of Schoolhouse Consulting in Halifax, said there has been an average of 12 days lost this school year in the province due to inclement weather. Bennett compared that figure to places like Winnipeg, where a storm earlier this month closed some schools for the first time in decades. Many schools across Nova Scotia were closed today, raising eyebrows for some parents who felt the weather was not severe enough to cancel class. The Halifax Regional School Board, which has closed its schools 9.5 days this year, says the decision to cancel classes is never made lightly and is done in consultation with many, including a meteorologist and a bus company. Bennett says Nova Scotia should follow the lead of some of the school boards in snowy U.S. states, where lost days are turned into e-learning days with students attending classes online. An elderly Calgary woman says she's surprised and grateful a purse containing $1,300 in cash has been returned to her. Li Fengyang received the cash as a gift for her 75th birthday in a statement translated by her grandson. Yang says she was grateful and surprised when the purse was returned to her. The family of a Canadian filmmaker and conservist who died during a shark filming excursion in Florida Keys has filed a wrongful death lawsuit. The lawsuit filed Tuesday in the death of 37-year-old Rob Stewart blames negligence on the companies and individuals who organized the January dive. The lawsuit claims Stewart disappeared while dive organizers were focused on treating his dive companion after both encountered breathing difficulties. Unspecified damages are being sought by the lawsuit filed in Broward County, Florida, Circuit Court. Stewart, of Toronto, Canada, was diving off the coast of Imorland, Florida, to film a follow-up to his 2006 documentary, Shark Water, which examined the impact of shark hunting on the ocean's ecosystem. He also made a 2013 documentary titled Revolution, about environmental collapse. Mexican mining and rail conglomerate Grupo Mexico says it has reached an agreement to buy the Florida East Coast Railway Holdings Company for $2.1 billion. The line serves Miami and Palm Beach, and as its name suggests, it runs up Florida's East Coast. Grupo Mexico Transportes said Tuesday it will acquire 100% of the company's shares and assume its debt pending approval of the deal by regulatory authorities. The transaction will be financed by $350 million in Grupo Mexico funds and $1.75 billion in debt. That's QNET News to 407. Sports is next.
My first time at college away from home. I thought this would be easier, but I don't even know what I'm gonna eat. Everything is so far away. How did Mom ever pull this off?
Mark's No Frills is easy and affordable. Loyalist students, take advantage of Belleville Transit's Route 9 bus that takes you directly to Bell Boulevard and Mark's No Frills. There you'll find everything you need to fill the shelves and fridge in your dorm room or apartment.
Great, I can stock up on the necessities, like pizza.
Yes, Mark's No Frills has that too. Bell Boulevard, just east of Sydney, and our prices won't be beat.
Now for sports. Viktor Andrisenov scored early in the second period. Jose Sarvos stopped 24 shots, and the Nashville Predators held on to beat the New York Islanders 3-1 for their fourth straight win. The surging Predators won for the seventh time in eight games and remained in control of the third place in Central Division. Sabres captain Brian Gionta scored while playing in his 1,000th career game as Buffalo beat the Florida Panthers 4-2. Ryan O'Reilly, Zach Bogosian, and Marcus Foligno also scored for the Sabres. Gionta, a 15-year NHL veteran, was honored during the pregame ceremony. Aaron Sanchez allowed 5 runs, 4 of them earned, in 3 3/4 innings as the Toronto Blue Jays fell 7-1 to the Philadelphia Phillies on Monday night in the Grapefruit League action. Sanchez gave up 5 hits, walked 3, and struck out 2 in his short start. Roberto Osuna was charged with 2 other runs on 2 hits in the 5th inning. Tommy Joseph was 4-for-5 for the Phillies and hit a 2-run homer off Osuna. Volquez earned the win after 5 strong innings with 7 strikeouts. Toronto made 2 errors and had 8 hits to Philadelphia's 12. Curtis McKinley starts in goal when the Toronto Maple Leafs host the Florida Panthers. Incumbent Frederick Anderson is day-to-day with an upper body injury. Elsewhere, Montreal faces Dallas, Ottawa plays Philadelphia, Winnipeg takes on New Jersey, Edmonton visits LA, and Vancouver faces off against Anaheim. Carolina Hurricanes goalie Eddie Lack is out of hospital following a frightening collision last night and an overtime loss to the Detroit Red Wings. Lack suffered a neck strain after Detroit's Andreas Anisu crashed into him while scoring the winning goal. Lack laid motionless for several minutes, but gave the silenced crowd a thumbs up as he left the ice on a stretcher. Injured snowboarder Mark McMorris was provisionally nominated to Canada's team for the 2018 Winter Olympics. McMorris remains in hospital with serious injuries suffered in a backcountry accident over the weekend. The Olympic bronze medalist was airlifted to Vancouver after crashing on a jump near Whistler, BC on Saturday. Right-hander Marco Estrada gets the ball for the final time in spring training when the Toronto Blue Jays visit the Philadelphia Phillies in Clearwater, Florida. Estrada will be Toronto's opening day starter Monday in Baltimore. The Phillies counter with right-hander Aaron Nolan. Canadian Eric Radford is battling a hip injury heading into the World Figure Skating Championships in Finland. Radford captured pairs of gold the last 2 years with partner Megan Duhamel, but have revealed he suffered a hip injury last week that plagued him in practice today. Argentina won't have Lionel Messier for its next four World Cup qualifiers. Messier was suspended for verbally abusing an assistant referee during a 1-0 home qualifier against Chile on Thursday. Messier had the game's lone goal, but also received a red card for his actions against the referee. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now the weather. Clouds are expected to clear up this evening with a low of -2. Wednesday should be mainly sunny with a high of 9. Cloudy periods are expected in the evening with a low of -4. At 4:12, it's +10. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Cody Starr, QNET News on 91X. News on 91X at 5 o'clock.